Welcome to the Origine Podcast. I'm your host, Jamie, and today we're diving into some fascinating new research in the field of cancer immunotherapy.
And I'm Alex, joining Jamie to break down what might be a game-changing approach to treating gastric cancer. We've got an incredible paper to discuss today that's really pushing the boundaries of how we think about cancer treatment.
That's right, Alex. Today we're looking at a study published in Cancer Cell titled A CXCR4 Partial Agonist Improves Immunotherapy by Targeting Immunosuppressive Neutrophils and Cancer-Driven Granulopoiesis. It's a bit of a mouthful, but the implications are huge.
Absolutely huge. And you know what I love about this research? It's tackling one of the biggest challenges in immunotherapy, those pesky immunosuppressive neutrophils that often make cancers resistant to treatment.
Before we dive into the details, let's give our listeners some context. So, immunotherapy has revolutionized cancer treatment in recent years, especially checkpoint inhibitors like anti-PD-1 antibodies. But the problem is that many patients, particularly those with gastric cancer, don't respond well to these treatments.
Right, and a major reason for that poor response is something called PMN-MDSCs, or polymorphonuclear myeloid-derived suppressor cells. That's another mouthful. But essentially, these are immunosuppressive neutrophils that accumulate in the tumor environment and basically shut down the immune response we're trying to stimulate with immunotherapy.
Exactly. And what makes this study so interesting is that the researchers developed a novel approach using something called TFF2-MSA, which is trefoil factor 2 fused to mouse serum albumin. This acts as a partial agonist for CXCR4, a receptor that plays a crucial role in neutrophil biology.
Wait, Jamie, let's break this down a bit for our listeners. So TFF2 is a naturally occurring peptide that gets silenced during gastric cancer development. And what's interesting is that it acts as a partial agonist of this CXCR4 receptor, which means it partially activates the receptor, but also blocks overactivation by the full agonist, which is CXCL12.
That's a great clarification, Alex. And the key finding here is that when they combine this TFF2-MSA with anti-PD-1 immunotherapy, they saw remarkable synergy in multiple gastric cancer models. The combination therapy significantly inhibited tumor growth, reduced metastasis, and extended survival in mice.
And what's really cool is how they track these immunosuppressive neutrophils. They use this clever HDC-GFP transgenic mouse model where these problematic neutrophils express green fluorescent protein, so they could actually see what was happening to these cells during treatment.
That was brilliant, wasn't it? They found that TFF2-MSA selectively reduced these HDC-GFP-positive neutrophils in the tumor, blood, and spleen. These are the cells that were confirmed to have stronger immunosuppressive properties compared to the HDC-negative neutrophils.
I think what really stands out to me is that this approach is fundamentally different from other neutrophil-targeting strategies. Rather than just trying to deplete all neutrophils, which can cause compensatory overproduction, TFF2-MSA seems to selectively target the immunosuppressive ones while preserving the neutrophils that might actually help anti-tumor immunity.
That's such an important point. And they confirmed this with single-cell RNA sequencing, showing that TFF2-MSA not only reduced the number of immunosuppressive neutrophils, but also shifted the remaining neutrophils toward a more immunostimulatory phenotype.
The mechanism is fascinating, too. So CXCR4 is this receptor that normally helps retain neutrophils in the bone marrow, right? But in cancer, this signaling gets disrupted, leading to premature release of immature immunosuppressive neutrophils. What TFF2-MSA seems to do is restore this balance by acting as a partial agonist. It's not completely blocking or fully activating the receptor, but fine-tuning its activity.
Exactly. And they showed that this is really different from using a CXCR4 antagonist like AMD3100. When they compared the two approaches, TFF2-MSA outperformed AMD3100 in enhancing anti-PD-1 efficacy. AMD3100 actually increased immature granulocytes in the bone marrow, probably due to compensatory granulopoiesis.
And that's really the key innovation here, isn't it? the partial agonist approach. It's like, instead of completely blocking a pathway or fully activating it, they found this sweet spot that helps restore normal physiology.
Absolutely. And what I found particularly impressive was how comprehensively they validated their findings. They didn't just use one mouse model. They tested this in subcutaneous tumors, orthotopic tumors, liver metastasis models, lung metastasis models, and even an autotoxinous mouse model that spontaneously develops gastric cancer.
Not to mention, they also showed efficacy in other GI cancers like colorectal and pancreatic models. That suggests this approach might have broad applicability beyond just gastric cancer.
Good point. And they also connected their findings to human patients. They showed that gastric cancer patients had elevated levels of CXCR4-positive, LOX1-positive PMN-MDSCs in their blood, and this correlated with lower circulating TFF2 levels.
That's crucial for translation, right? They found that TFF2 expression was lower in gastric cancer tissues, and low TFF2 expression correlated with poor overall survival in both diffuse type and intestinal type gastric cancer patients.
Exactly. So there's a clear rationale for trying to restore TFF2 function in these patients. And what's encouraging is that they didn't observe any significant toxicity with TFF2 MSA treatment in their mouse studies.
Although they do acknowledge that more safety studies are needed, especially looking at long-term effects and optimal dosing. And we should note that the human version would be TFF2 HSA with human serum albumin instead of mouse.
That's a fair point. There's still work to be done before this reaches clinical trials. But I think what's really exciting about this approach is that it's addressing one of the fundamental challenges in cancer immunotherapy: how to overcome the immunosuppressive tumor microenvironment.
Absolutely. And what I love is that they're not just targeting the symptoms, the immunosuppressive neutrophils themselves, but also the source, that cancer-driven granulopoiesis that's pumping out these cells in the first place.
It's like treating both the fire and shutting off the gas line feeding it, right?
That's a perfect analogy. And I think that's why they saw such durable responses. In that autochthonous gastric cancer model, 80% of the mice in the combination therapy group survived 300 days post-treatment and remained free of histological gastric cancer. That's pretty remarkable.
It really is. And to put this in context for our listeners, current treatment options for advanced gastric cancer are limited. Standard chemotherapy, like 5-FU and oxaliplatin, often has modest benefits but significant toxicity. In their mouse models, this combination of TFF2 MSA plus anti-PD-1 outperformed chemo plus anti-PD-1.
Yeah, and gastric cancer remains the fifth most common cancer worldwide and the third leading cause of cancer death. So new approaches are desperately needed, especially for patients with advanced or metastatic disease.
Definitely. So to summarize what we've discussed today, this research team developed TFF2 MSA, a partial agonist of CXCR4, which when combined with anti-PD-1 immunotherapy, showed remarkable efficacy in multiple gastric cancer models.
The combination therapy worked by selectively reducing immunosuppressive neutrophils in the tumor microenvironment, inhibiting cancer-driven granulopoiesis, and enhancing CD8+ T-cell-mediated tumor killing.
And importantly, they found correlations in human patients with reduced TFF2 levels associated with increased immunosuppressive neutrophils and worse outcomes in gastric cancer.
This approach represents a promising new strategy that could potentially overcome resistance to immunotherapy in gastric cancer and possibly other solid tumors as well.
Well, that brings us to the end of today's discussion. I want to thank you all for tuning in to the Aurigene podcast. I'm Jamie, and we'll be back next time with more cutting-edge cancer research.
And I'm Alex. If you enjoyed today's episode, please subscribe and share with colleagues who might be interested. Until next time, keep exploring the frontiers of cancer biology.